Any questions so far on this?
So let me just, Mike King put a note in there that there's no voice, but I'm guessing everyone can hear us or we'd have people screaming. Is that right?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
All right, so we wanted to kind of go through some of the general items with regard to Beyond on radio. So this feature is only available for the L3H mobile and portable XL radios. You also have to have the Wi-Fi client, the Beyond features, and also LTE feature if you're going to use LTE to communicate. Those features all have to be enabled on the radio for this to work. The good news is that all of the radios that were purchased through the UCA L3H contract were licensed with the features. And as such, we're going to prioritize those radios as we bring them onto the UCA network using Beyond. And the reason for that is there are a fixed number of licenses that we have on the radio core side, and we obtained those licenses as those radios were purchased through our contract. So essentially, those licenses were the features on the radio side were purchased with the radio purchase, and there was also a corresponding license on the server side. And so those don't necessarily stay married up over time. And that's why we are giving the priority to the radios that were purchased through the L3H contract. The good news is that the Beyond system or application uses the same P25 ID that your radio currently uses. So we don't have to create new IDs and basically duplicate capacity on the system with regard to IDs. So that's a good point, or good thing for all of us. The Beyond app uses a different set of talk groups than when the radio connects to a site. So your typical radio programming might have, 15 zones in it and have 16 talk groups per zone. In Beyond, it has 16 different profiles and then 16 channels per profile. And those are a different set. That set of talk groups are specified on the system side and not in the radio programming. And so you can actually configure your radio to basically come up and use different talk groups than when it's on an RF site. That might be confusing, but it also, presents the opportunity to simplify some things if only a few talk groups are desired on the Beyond system. Once the radio roams to Wi-Fi, it does not roam back to the P25 site until there's no Wi-Fi or LTE available. So that's something that in our limited amount of testing that we've done, that's something that we've found. It's not going to leave a good connection. So if it's got Wi-Fi or LTE, it's not going to leave that connection until it absolutely has to. And so it takes the Wi-Fi or LTE to go away for it to actually roam back to a radio network site on the mountaintop or in your city. Another thing, this goes for both the application on your phone and also the radio, but the talk group names on the display will be truncated to 8 characters when in Wi-Fi or LTE mode, basically when you're connected to Beyond. That's the limitation. That's something I think L3Harris would say they're working on, but that's how it is today. We haven't been able to characterize the roaming times from P25 to Wi-Fi and back to P25 very well. So we'll be able to report on that better once we've entered the test phase and had some agencies look at it with us and see what they see as they're out and about. Beyond does have the ability to trigger what they call a distress. The L3 Harris has chosen in both the application and the radio beyond to call the emergency button a distress button. And the reason for that is that your connection, so, you know, once you're on beyond with a radio, you're really only, your connection back to the radio core is really only as good as your connection to your Wi-Fi or to your LTE network. And oftentimes those networks aren't, you know, built to redundant standards. They could go down at any moment. And so as such, L3 Harris calls that button the distress button. And we're taking it one step further, and we're trying to disable that button in the Beyond app for the radio, such that that it's not even a possibility to trigger the emergency button if you're on a Wi-Fi network or an LTE network. We don't want somebody to get in trouble, think that they've been able to trigger the button, and then not have the actual emergency trigger out across the network. That's something that we may look at in the test phase and decide otherwise as the agencies use it. But that's our, I guess, going in plan. As I mentioned, each radio core is limited to 5,000 users. That's radio and phone users combined. That's just something to know. Any questions about kind of the caveats that we have here?
Can the radio, you say it won't go back to RF until there's no Wi-Fi signal. Can it be forced back by the user?
I believe so. There's a couple ways of doing that. You can set it up so that there are like Wi-Fi zones in your radio. So in theory, you could switch to that zone or system and force it back. I still think it's going to take some time just from our limited testing. But yeah, I think that's a possibility. You could force it.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah. Yes, George.
Only L3H mobiles and portables, so that rules out any of the Motorola's then, and we still maybe get the phone app, but not the radio app on.
Yes, that's on Motorola's. Correct. That's correct. Yep. And you know, I'll give a quick plug for P25. We hear that P25 is looking to adopt some sort of a push-to-talk over Wi-Fi into the P25 standard, which would make it generic and vendor agnostic. So if any of you are part of the P25 standards board or anything like that, that's something that I think would benefit all first responders and agencies.
Hey, Phil. Sorry, yeah. There's a couple of questions. So Matthew Wilbur with Paiute County asks, battery life impact for portable XL when in Wi-Fi LTE?
Unknown at this point.
Okay, and then a comment from Dennis M. With poor connections in some larger schools, having the emergency button inactive may be a problem for officers that have switched to Wi-Fi to maintain connectivity. It's just a note for us to think about as we go. So. Good comment.
Yeah, we agree. You know, we know that's a big deal. I think we'll test it with our agencies and, you know, come up with a, you know, does it work sort of thing, and figure out whether we all collectively believe that it's worth it to take the risk of the emergency not going out versus just not being able to trigger it at all. Okay. So first we'll talk about UCA action items. So UCA is going to have to enable the radio IDs to be used with Beyond. We have to go into our radio system and basically enable that for the particular radio in question or radios in question. And then UCA must configure the talk groups that will be used with Beyond on the radio. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but one answer is use the exact same talk groups that we have on the radio. That may be okay. There may be a way to simplify it for everyone where if you have a lot of zones and talk groups and whatnot, it may be best, especially where the talk groups are truncated to 8 characters, that that gets trimmed down from what it is on the radio side to just the essentials. But nonetheless, you guys will be able to specify that, and we'll talk about that on the next slide.
Bill?
Yeah.
Sorry. Paul Wolden would like you to clarify if the L3H radio will still work on Wi-Fi without an LTE SIM card.
Yes.
And Seamus Hannigan from Moab would like to know, what about using Beyond Client on a phone via Wi-Fi on Starlink? Has this been tested?
We haven't attached it to Starlink specifically. We've just attached it to various different Wi-Fis. It works on like we attached one of our radios to our phone. I know the question was about the app specifically, but we were able to attach a radio to our phone Wi-Fi tether hotspot, whatever you want to call it. So that part of it worked. So basically, the Wi-Fi connection has to be able to support port 20,000 and 20,001, which will be on the next slide, or I think it's down a couple slides. But
hey, Phil, this is Alan.
Has to support that.
Yep. As far as that question about the phone app working on Starlink, it works quite well. I used it just last week on a search and rescue we had. Worked great.
Okay, excellent. Glad you tested it. All right. So UCA then, you know, essentially when one of these radios gets brought on to Beyond, it will use a server-side license for each radio. That's one of the 5,000 that are dedicated for that region or for that radio core. That's just kind of a side note. UCA will have to provide a new programming personality for each agency. So we'll have to take your current programming personality, and basically there's one single setting called the home WA network setting that isn't available even if you have the programming dongle from L3Harris. UCA has the dongle that can make that change. So we'll have to have your personality, modify it with that setting, and after that, then you'll have access to configure the Beyond as a system inside of the RPM software. So that'll allow you to turn on the Beyond, configure it for use. excuse me, that's in addition to the existing access that you folks already have with the distribution dongle to add or remove Wi-Fi networks. Pardon me.
Bill?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Tango Tango?
Somewhat.
It's an app that I've got, some of us in Iron County have it, and it allows us to be on 3 different channels and be tracked. Will there be any advantage or any difference between that and this Beyond? For the phones, at least.
I guess I don't know if Tango Tango allows you to switch channels at all, or if it just gives you access to one channel, or how the tie-in happened on the legacy system. But this will allow you to switch channels, and does it all over. You know, there's no analog connection to the system. It's all digital Ethernet IP.
George, it's Paul up in Beaver. I can talk to you about the difference between Tango and Tango and Beyond. I've got both. Be happy to talk to you later on the phone or wherever.
All right. Thanks.
So as I was saying, the existing access will allow you to add or remove Wi-Fi networks currently, and it will allow you to configure the LTE. And then it will also allow you to change some of the other settings in the radio related to ergonomics and Bluetooth and things like that. Really, we set it up for as wide of access as we can while still basically protecting the talk group access across the state. Our it's on us to basically restrict talk groups so that, you know, a particular agency, if they don't want their talk group shared to other agencies, let's say that, you know, you've got a super secret SWAT team, it's our job to protect it, to make sure that, you know, Public Works doesn't get a hold of those talk groups. So that is why we restrict the dongles. And along with that comes some unintended side effects, like not being able to configure Beyond without having us provide you a new copy of your radio personality. And then UCA also needs to provide training to you folks on how to program the radio for Wi-Fi, LTE, and some of these other settings that I mentioned in the bullets above. Any questions here? Okay. All right. So we've talked about what UCA will have to do or provide or change on our system. Now let's talk about what each agency will have to do. So one of the things when you're talking about Wi-Fi and basically, you know, moving it into a radio that's programmed, could be, and from what we've seen, is that, you know, each agency has a different IT department. They're homed in different, state agencies or local agencies, and they have different requirements for changing passwords. So what we found is that Wi-Fi passwords change often. And as such, each agency, if you want to join this program, each agency will need to be able to program their own radios so that those Wi-Fi passwords can change. The first time that you program, since it doesn't have a default Wi-Fi in the radio programming, you'll have to use an L3H cable to configure the Wi-Fi. And then after that, you should be able to program over Wi-Fi if that's what you want to do, or continue programming with your cable either way. And then, of course, if you don't already have a programming dongle that allows you to open the L3H RPM software, then you'll need to purchase one of those. Today, and of course this isn't a quote because you don't buy these from us anyways, but today the dongle is about $270 on contract and $450 outside of contract. If you are a public safety agency or state agency, we can basically do a participating agreement with you to induct you into using the contract and access the $270 price point. This isn't super common, but we have found it actually on our own Wi-Fi here in our office that the agencies, you know, it may be that your agency's IT department blocks port 20,000 or 20,001. Those have to be opened for either your phone Beyond to work or your radio Beyond to work. And sometimes that's easy, or sometimes it's hard, depending on your IT department's rules and scrutiny on that topic. so that may need to happen, and we wanted everyone to be aware. Also, the agency will need to supply UCA with the radio IDs that need to be enabled. Often folks don't always understand what a radio ID is versus an alias. So here I've got an alias that's listed on the right, 1G Donaldson Portable. We don't need the alias. That doesn't do us any good. Oftentimes it doesn't do us any good. What really does us good to locate the radio is the actual radio ID. The problem is that it's not always that the agency tracks their radios by the radio ID. Often they'll track them by serial number. This is a good time to get that data together for your agency so that you have your radio ID, your serial number for your radio, and the associated alias with that radio, and have a good inventory of what your what your radio, I guess, fleet looks like and the different IDs associated with that. So we'll be asking for that when we're asked to turn on Beyond for your agency. In addition, in addition to the radio IDs, we'll be asking you for the talk groups that you would like to access through Beyond. You can do multiple sets. Those are called profiles and Beyonds. It's almost equivalent to a zone. We actually have a spreadsheet that we're able to send out. If you're a public safety agency, we can send it out to you. Otherwise, you can work through your public safety agency to get to basically communicate the talk groups that are needed. But we have a spreadsheet that allows you to basically look up the character exact talk group name that you need. The advantage here is that they don't come back to UCA all, in lowercase or jumbled, and then we can't find the talk group and have to go back and forth about, 20 different talk groups and iron out what the details are. So you basically be given this spreadsheet. It'll have a drop down list. You can start typing and it will auto complete the talk group that's needed. We still have to respect the wishes of other agencies. So if the talk group is restricted, then we'll come back and tell you that it's restricted and that we need a letter from, say, Highway Patrol or whatever agency is restricting that talk group, and then we'll have to work through the access. So that's how the talk group access will go, and that's how we'll have to get a hold of the radio IDs to be able to bring your radios on to Beyond. Any questions on this slide?
Yeah, I have a question from Grand County. Without the agency having the ability to set their Beyond talk groups, what's the entry point and turnaround for personality slash configuration updates? And I guess related, from whom do the agencies request the spreadsheet template that you're talking about?
So we're not far enough down the road to quote a timeline for you. You'll see that in the next slide, I think it's the next slide. But as far as requesting them, we've set up an email address, and we'll discuss that on the last slide.
Okay, thanks.
Bill, just to understand, on a radio, as we use these, if they're not zones and they're sets, like, how do you access them, or will you go over that?
I can just tell you, I don't have that in the slides, but you go into the call menu, and then you can pick the profile as if it were a zone, and then you'll see the list of 16 channels truncated at 8 characters in that list.
So it is a little bit more, like, we can't just use like our A, B, C, D quick switches to get to this set?
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
Okay. Given the caveats that we had on the first page, Beyond Radio is a little bit different than Beyond Phone, and we feel it necessary to have a term of use agreement that has a few items on it. So let's talk through those a little bit. The first item that we'll talk about is the acknowledgement of Beyond limitations. So because Beyond operates over non-UCA and, of course, non-L3H networks, it's not a 24/7 public safety solution because it relies on potentially non-mission critical carriers. We can't be responsible for someone's home Wi-Fi going down, if that makes sense. So we'd like to have that acknowledged. We don't believe that that's necessary for phone usage, because a phone is typically a non-public safety, grade, reliable sort of piece of hardware. And the difference with the radio is that, you could walk in somewhere, the radio switches to Wi-Fi. It looks pretty similar when it's operating on Wi-Fi and Beyond as far as the front screen goes, but you wouldn't necessarily know it. And let's say that you push the emergency button and it doesn't go out. Let's say we enable the emergency button and you pushed it and went out or didn't go out. Then, we don't, we want everyone to acknowledge that that's a limitation of this solution. The other thing that we wanted to want everyone to acknowledge is that because it's tied to everyone's Wi-Fi networks and those ports have to be opened up, if we have to, if there's, you know, if those ports have to be opened up, we just want everyone to know that UCA isn't your IT department, and we can't come to your location and basically troubleshoot why Beyond isn't working over your particular Wi-Fi connection. Same thing with system capacity. We talked about the limitation that it's 5,000 users. Typically speaking, you know, we think this Beyond is going to be popular with admin type folks, potentially public works. That was one of the advertised, you know, use cases is, hey, you know, hand your public works people an inexpensive or free, in this case, Beyond Wi-Fi app on your phone, and you won't have to buy them an expensive radio. Well, along with that comes, you know, the fact that there are well over 40,000 users on the P25 radio system, and we only have 20,000 licenses or capacity for Beyond on those same radio cores. So something has to give. So at some point we may come through and you know, in the future, revoke or limit the number of licenses per agency to those that are, you know, critical to have on there. The other thing that we'll be talking about in that agreement is the firmware update requirement. We've already seen differences in the behavior between firmware 19, which is our current approved firmware for L3Harris radios, and the new version 20 that's just come out. It has some additional settings with regard to roaming to LTE. So there may be behavior, and so we want to reserve the right to restrict it to, you know, a firmware that that works with Beyond.
Phil?
Any questions there? Yeah.
Yeah. Phil, are you going to make these slides available to all of us so that when I'm explaining this to some of my agencies, I'll be able to like quote you exactly the way the slides are?
Yeah, we're also recording, I believe. And I think we'll probably post both to the website. I don't think there's anything in here that's, you know, private or proprietary. All right. And then just lastly, some considerations. If LTE is something that you want to use, then obviously you'll have to procure your own SIM card and pay for the LTE carrier. And I've just thrown the last bullet on this slide, which is that both AT&T and Verizon SIMs are supported. And here are the bands, the LTE bands that are supported on those two carriers, amongst those two carriers, is probably the better way to say it. Okay. All right. So I think only two slides left. So these are kind of the basics. You know, I've talked a lot on the last few slides about various things that need to happen, but bottom line, we need to start working together on an agreement with your agency, and we'll talk about the POC on the next slide about who to work with on that. You'll need to let UCA know which radio IDs will have Beyond enabled on them, and then you'll need to fill out the talk group spreadsheet with the required talk groups. And then you'll need the ability to program. Right now we have, and this is the soonest that L3Harris could basically support this training, but we're scheduling the training on June 17th. It will be a day-long training here at UCA. I don't have the exact start time because we've just scheduled it, but June 17th is when we'll host that. We'll go through Wi-Fi and LTE and Beyond programming, as well as some of the other settings that you guys can modify using the distribution dongle. So it'll have the added benefit of doing a little bit of collateral programming, as well as the Wi-Fi and Beyond features. But it will be focused on those primarily. So that'll be a good training. The distribution dongle, you'll need to procure one of those. Those are available through Deb Burton. They need to be shipped to UCA first. We basically check them, enable them for a set of IDs, and then ship them on to your agency. And then programming cable, you'll need to procure one of those, and also available through Deb Burton. We have a question in the chat. Will existing dongles work, or do we need new ones? Garrett, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
You want to take that one?
Yeah, you just, it's the same ID, so the dongles that you have currently should work.
Okay. Great. All right, so last slide, and then we can take some general questions. So right now, obviously, UCA is testing with our employees, and then we have some test agencies that we've identified, and we're actively working on testing this and learning the ins and outs of Beyond over the radio or on the radio. We've got the Wi-Fi Beyond programming that I mentioned that's on June 17th. And the plan is to hold a repeat of this meeting the next day on June 18th to update anyone, work through any details that need to be wrapped up with folks, report back on the roaming times and any other things that we've learned during the test phase. And yeah, I guess go from there. In the meantime, we can start taking requests for we're currently taking requests for phones, and now we're, as of today, we're turning on the radio requests. So we've got a email address, beyondrequest@uca911.org. You can go ahead and send your request in there. We'll send back the spreadsheets so that you guys can go ahead and get started. Just know that, you know, there's not going to be a lot that happens before June 17th because we're primarily focused on testing and making sure that everybody understands the limitations and that we have a working solution for everyone. The agreement part of it will go through Chris Hughes. You can see his email right there. And then, of course, I mentioned that you can get programming kit hardware and software from L3 Harris. Her name's Deb Burton. Her email's there. Any sort of general questions or project questions, you can approach myself, Bill Krebs.
Bill, there's a couple more questions. So there's a question about who to contact for the sign up for the training. How do you want to go about that?
I would say when we have a time, we'll just email the same stakeholder list that this meeting invite went out on. Yeah. If you somehow got forwarded this email or this meeting invite but weren't on our initial, stakeholder newsletter, you can sign up for that by going out to our website and signing up to our mailing list. But that's how it'll come out. So you can either get it through the same avenue that you got the meeting link to this, or the link to this meeting on, or it will come through the website.
And so we could also grab a copy of everyone on this, because typically the way that got sent out was through our listserv, and then I sent it out through the Chiefs Association. If you guys have not signed up for our newsletters, if you go to the homepage of our website, scroll down to the bottom, there's a box that says stay in touch, add your email address there, then you'll definitely get the list for the sign up when we do that. There's a question, if we are unavailable for the June 17th date, is there another training option? We'll have more trainings. We're just going to do the first one on the 17th. Alan Aldridge, you asked a question, but you will need to reprogram them. Is that referring to the dongles?
Yeah, if we currently have a dongle, will it still need to be reprogrammed or something?
Yeah.
Garrett, you want to?
I don't believe so. It's like I said, it's the same IDs, and that's the only limiting factor on those dongles that it gives you the access to a certain range of IDs, so they should work.
Okay. But they won't work. Okay, thanks. And then Jaden Hinojosa, I believe he's from Ogden, said, we do not utilize any L3H radios, but we do have a few of our administrative personnel that are wanting to utilize the phone app. What steps do we need to take to UCA with UCA? So you can email beyondrequest@uca911.org, Jaden, and then ask for the spreadsheet and we'll get it sent out to you. And then Scott asked, we just have the Beyond phone and the app is downloaded and running, but it doesn't have any of our channels on it. Oh, email Scott, if you'll also email the beyondrequest@uca911.org, we'll send you the spreadsheet and get that. And you can select your talk groups and then we'll get that adjusted for you, okay? I think I hit all the new messages, Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take any other questions you have, but that's really it. That's kind of our timeline. If you are part of an agency that we're working with, we look forward to working with you on this and getting the first Beyond over radio calls up and running.
Sorry if you already answered this, Phil, but are the talk groups, you know, for this Beyond, is it radio ID specific or is it agency specific?
We'd like them. I mean, in truth, it can be down to radio specific, but what we don't want is a maintenance nightmare where, you know, we're creating a profile for Joe down the road. So we'd like to keep it at the agency level. There are some advantages to having more talk groups in the profile than less, meaning, you know, if you have a police load that also includes fire loadouts for the channels, then, you know, they can kind of cross over and potentially we could use one on our side. We could use one profile that works for all of your city fire and city police. Good question.
Hey, this is Brandon Story from South Ogden. Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, could you just, I apologize as well, I'm in my vehicle if you hit on this, but could you speak to the Beyond app on your phone if you're with a police agency that has encryption? How does that encryption work on a phone and how do we get that on the phone?
So there's a file that you need from UCA and some instructions on how to use that file. If it's a Android phone, it's simple. You need a USB cable that interfaces to your computer. You just pop the file onto the file system and then go find it through the app and load it. If it's an iPhone, you actually have to install either iTunes or Apple devices and connect it up and load the file specifically into the Beyond app. And I'll tell you, it's more of a hassle. I have heard they actually presented, L3Harris presented to us, that there's a new Beyond app that's coming out, a new version of it that's reskinned. I would have thought it would have launched by now, but it still hasn't, evidently. Anyway, that's I guess what I'll say about that. But there's supposed to be a new reskinned version of the Beyond app for iPhone and Android. And my hope is that they've improved the interface a little bit and make it easier to load things like encryption. But your bottom line is, if your Beyond is on your phone, still has to be encrypted with a file, and that's how that works.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, do you want to just shoot an email to the Beyond request at UCA and we can get that sent to you?
Yes, thank you. I will.
Thanks, Chief.
Jim Bangs from New Harmony. I have a question. Is there scanning available on the phone app?
Yeah, let me, Tina, do you want to, should we just jump to those?
Yeah, please slides? Do. Yeah, Phil's got okay. Slides, so.
Let's
go through them.
Yeah, all right. So here are the kind of the general steps for Beyond Phone. Some of this will be repeat because you folks are already up and running, and then it might be new for others. So first thing to do is request login information and talk groups from UCA. So you'll fill out a similar talk group spreadsheet like we talked about on the radio side. You'll basically select the talk groups, save the file, send it back, and then we're going to need to know how many user IDs that you're going to need with that particular profile and talk group loadout. That's item one. Item two, you've got to download the file from either or download the application from either Google Play or App Store. It's called Beyond PTT app, and it looks like the image in the center. Once you get it, you're going to go into the network settings, and the settings on the bottom are going to be the same for everyone. Those are the settings that are in green. That's the IP address and port number, and you can hit the test button and ensure that they work. And then once you've done all that, once you've done the bottom section, you'll need to do the top part, and those are the user IDs that we're going to hand back to you after, let's say that you request three IDs from UCA. You know, it'll look something like 10998 and then 484950. And you'll enter those in, you'll hit save the settings, and you'll be back to the main login screen, which is the one in the middle. There's no password for the Beyond. The Beyond's secured in other ways. And so you'll just hit sign in, and then you'll be greeted with the screen that is here on the left. Essentially, you've got the PTT button in the center. You've got a talk group button at the bottom, this big blue bar. You can click either the PTT button at the in the middle or the bar at the bottom, and it will transmit. The talk group name, in this case, is a patch talk group. So you can see that it's patch 65123. If that was a talk group that wasn't patched, it would just say the first eight characters of that talk group, be it, you know, Fire One or Law One or whatever it is that you're selected on. If you want to change the talk group that you're on, you hit three bars at the top left, which is the menu button, and you'll be greeted with this second screen here. At that point, you can hit the groups, and in there you can select the group that you want to listen to. You can see that you can click on, when you click on the, to select a new group, you click on the actual icon to the left of the name, not the actual talk group. By default, and this is something that gets me every time, that tricks me, as soon as you first open this app up, it's going to scan every channel that's in your list, in your profile that you've got selected. And to get to those settings and basically turn off scan on channels that you don't want to hear all the time, you can hit this circle button with the green and yellow arrows, and that will get you into the scan settings where you can turn on and off that channel as far as scanning, and I believe set the priority. It does have a mapping feature. It will allow you to, looks like it doesn't show the user on here, but anybody that's on your talk group should show up on here if they've allowed their location to be shared with the application. You, of course, have the choice to either share your location when you open the app up for the first time or not. And the Beyond app will just not show your location if you decline that access. I think that about covers the app. Any questions here? Rich County asked if said that these don't look like his app. There is a slightly different look to Android or Beyond, and these are, or sorry, those Android are, or iPhone. Yeah. These are iPhone.
David, I didn't see your last name. If whoever asked about the cost for Beyond, just email the Beyond email address, and we can get you set up.
Okay. Well, that is all we have for the group. We appreciate everyone's time, and we look forward to working with you on this.
Yeah, thanks you guys so much. We appreciate it. I know there was about 120 people that logged in. So if you have any questions, we will, as Phil mentioned, put this on our website. And if you have trouble finding it, just either call Phil or call our main number, and Katie can walk you through where it will be. So thank you so much. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you. See you.